proclamation number 4455 dated the October 9th, 1948. Gathering spiritual treasures on earth. Regret in the beyond. Anyone who has not gathered spiritual treasures for himself on earth and thus enters the gates of the beyond empty-handed is one of the poorest in the spiritual kingdom. I would like to spare you this fate because you will experience bitter regret when you look back and see the many missed opportunities. Poverty in the spiritual kingdom is so depressing and hopeless that it will torment you and completely paralyze your will. As a result, you will hardly be able to deliver yourselves from this painful state. And yet it is so easy to acquire spiritual possessions on earth if only you thought of me and desired to speak to me. Merely this desire guarantees receipt of my word in different ways. You will always be shown where you can receive my word if you do not accept it from me in your thoughts, that is, if you cannot recognize my voice in your thoughts. However, it is certain that you will feel the inner motivation to do kind deeds as soon as you contact me in thought and thus intend to get in touch with me. I announce myself by prompting you to love because only then can I enter into complete union with you. Thus, first of all I inspire you to actions of love, and this directly through the inner voice or through external advice and reminders by the deliverers of my word who only preach love. If you listen to them and follow the word, then you will also gather spiritual possessions and acquire riches which will remain with you eternally, which cannot be taken from you on earth or in the beyond and which will increase in the same way, even when you constantly share them. To enter the kingdom on the other side blessed with such possessions is truly most desirable as it assures your eternal life in the spiritual kingdom, a life of activity which can only be called enjoyable and will be felt by you as a great blessing. But those who enter completely empty-handed will find it very difficult to acquire spiritual wealth even though it is not entirely hopeless. Even there the gospel will be taught to the soul but, like on earth, it is not forced to accept it. Like on earth, acceptance depends on its will which, however, is extraordinarily weakened and cannot make the right decision without the help of additional strength. And this input of strength in turn depends on the will of the soul to use it for deeds of love, or on the loving intercession of a human being. For that reason you cannot have enough compassion for these poor souls who urgently require your help because they neglected to gather spiritual treasures on earth to make their state in the beyond a happy one. Their poverty is great but people do not listen to my word, they do not believe and therefore enter the kingdom on the other side poor and with darkened spirit. Amen.